With your BRH News for the 26th of August, I'm Ethan Upperman. The fire that occurred after the explosion at Smitty Supply in Roseland is now more than 95% contained, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA has been keeping constant watch over the fire to ensure it doesn't worsen. Governor Jeff Landry attributes the cleanup to Mother Nature.
Because of that rainstorm basically coming over that plume of smoke brought all the particulates that were in the air to the ground.
The governor assures all those in the surrounding area that there's no longer any threat. In response to an extremely large recall of possibly radioactive shrimp that came in from Indonesia, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is once again calling for the 10-cent per pound inspection fee on seafood. Nungesser says that would allow the state to hire thousands of inspectors to inspect more imported seafood.
We inspect less than 5% of the imported seafood.
Nungesser believes that the inspection will not only aid in keeping up Louisiana's health, but also its job market, as new positions would employ hundreds of people. The voting system in Louisiana is looking at a revamp, as the Deputy Secretary of State, Joel Watson, wants to boot out the old one. Watson says Secretary Landry would like a similar system as the current one, but the new one would
give us the accuracy and the speed of technology, but include the auditability of paper.
Louisiana's current voting system has been in use for the past 35 years. Hurricane Katrina devastated Louisiana 20 years ago. Now, the state has more advanced flood protection systems so it doesn't happen again. Army Corps Engineer spokesperson Renee Poche says New Orleans has a better strategy now.
Rather than letting the water come into the city, we block it off further out from the city via the surge barrier or the West Closure Complex.
With all these new systems in place, he hopes the city will never flood again. That's your BRH News. I'm Ethan Upperman reporting.